WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A global consulting firm will pay nine figures to settle criminal charges linked to its role in the opioid debacle.
McKinsey & Company has agreed to a $650 million settlement over federal charges of conspiring with Purdue Pharma to misbrand OxyContin and other opioids, fueling the nation's addiction epidemic. Federal prosecutors in Massachusetts and Virginia say McKinsey knowingly worked to boost opioid sales from 2012 to 2018 and even destroyed documents to cover it up. The firm charged with conspiracy to defraud the U.S. had already paid over $500 million in a 2021 settlement with states over its opioid-related work. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Federal public health officials say overall respiratory illnesses, flu, COVID, RSV, are at moderate levels nationwide, but rising. On the Let's Talk with Cat podcast, Crystal Mangum, who in 2006 accused three Duke University lacrosse players of raping her, admitted publicly for the first time she made up the whole thing. This is ABC News.
That doesn't happen.
First Lady Jill Biden hosted a Toys for Tots event at the White House.
The First Lady joined military families at the White House to sort toys that will be distributed to families in need ahead of the holidays. In brief remarks, she thanked the group for, quote, bringing delight to children across the nation. It's the fourth year Biden has taken part in a Toys for Tots event. The program was started back in 1947. According to the First Lady's office, it has helped to distribute more than 650 million toys to nearly 300 million children to date. Molly Nagel, ABC News, the White House.
Shop Talk. Frankie Muniz, Bryan Cranston, and Jane Kaczmarek are reuniting for a new four-episode run of Malcolm in the Middle for Disney+, 25 years after the beloved sitcom first launched. The premise for the reunion, Hal and Lois are demanding Malcolm's for their 40th wedding anniversary. The new episode is to be crafted by original series creator Linwood Boomer. No air dates were announced for the Malcolm in the Middle relaunch. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens with Civic Media Sports. It was Marquette prevailing in the battle of ranked teams from the Badger State today, taking down Wisconsin 88-74. The Badgers led 39-37 at halftime, but nine second-half turnovers and hot shooting from the Golden Eagles allowed Marquette to prevail.
McGee on Cam Jones, fadeaway three from the corner.
Cam Jones led the way with 32 points. Marquette shot over 50% in the game. It was just the fifth time in history both teams were ranked when they played. Wisconsin will face number 19 Illinois on Tuesday, while the fifth-ranked Golden Eagles will play at Dayton a week from tonight. For the number 11 Badgers, they're now 8-2 on the year after losing back-to-back games this week, including a loss to Michigan in the Big Ten opener. Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Bucks are coming off of back-to-back losses. They'll play at Brooklyn tomorrow afternoon looking to break the streak. Tip time is at 2:30 Central Time. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Zombie fans will be excited to learn that the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later franchise is just around the corner. The film is called 28 Years Later and stars Aaron Taylor-Johnson and Ralph Fiennes. Boyle returns to the director's chair for this film after executive producing the second installment of the franchise 28 Weeks Later. Ben Stiller can be downright rude, at least when he's playing Hal, the role he is playing again in Happy Gilmore 2 with Adam Sandler. In an interview with Yahoo News, Stiller said about his character, he's just so mean and and he just hates Happy so much. You don't have to worry about having any redeeming qualities or being likable, which is great. For whatever reason, the plot for Happy 2 is being kept completely under wraps. Shooting for the film has been completed, and a tentative release date is set for July 2025 on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly cloudy sky for tonight, temperatures rising through the 20s. And more clouds for tomorrow, some rain and snow late, highs in the mid-30s. A rain and snow mix tomorrow night into early Sunday, then cloudy and a high in the low 40s for Sunday afternoon. It's 24 right now.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Every day.
At letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour three of our program. How did ranked choice voting fare in the 2024 elections? Well, not so well. Legislatures in five states banned it. It was just crazy, right? They just came out and said, no, you may not have ranked choice voting. This is Florida, Idaho, Montana, South Dakota, and Tennessee. There was also anti-ranked choice voting bills introduced in Ohio and South Carolina, but they never made it out of committee. For some reason, Republicans think that ranked choice voting hurts them. That probably has to do with, Alaska being represented in Congress by somebody who's not a MAGA head. And voters in four states, Colorado, Idaho, Nevada, and Oregon, rejected referendums on adopting the new system. Although, let me say, here in Oregon, the state adopted ranked choice voting. The city of Portland tried to do ranked... Do I have this backwards, Sean? The city of Portland did ranked choice voting, and the state rejected it. Is that right? Okay, thank you. Yeah. Trying to remember my ballot, and the ranked choice voting on the ballot was, as I recall, just Oregon. So the state turned it down, which I was disappointed by. I voted for it. I'm a fan of ranked choice voting. And generally, I'm a fan of anything that Leonard Leo hates. And Leonard Leo is very upset about ranked choice voting, as is Cleta Mitchell, as is the American Legislative Exchange Council. ALEC has come up with several pieces of anti-ranked choice voting legislation that Republicans around the country are dutifully, Republican state legislators are dutifully submitting into their state legislatures. Ranked choice voting, if you're not familiar with it, of course, is where you are given four, five, six you rank the candidates, right? You pick your first choice, then your second choice, then your third choice, then your fourth choice. And if your first choice doesn't win a plurality, then they get dropped, or if they're below a certain threshold, they get dropped, and your second choice becomes your vote, essentially. And if your second choice doesn't hit the winning mark, then your second choice gets dropped and your third choice becomes, and it's kind of cool. I'm a fan of it. And but it wasn't a good year for ranked choice voting, largely because of opposition from the GOP and Leonard Leo and his friends. So what's on your mind today? Jolie in Chicago. Hey, Jolie, what's up?
Yes, hi, Tom. A couple of weeks ago, you spoke to data scientist Stephen Spoonamore.
Correct.
And during the interview, he felt compelled by the results of the election to submit to Madam Vice President Kamala Harris a duty to warn letter. I was wondering if you've heard back from him. Do you know whether or not she responded? And also, I was wondering, do you think there's a possibility that she would need us to start a GoFundMe to help cover the expense for the recount?
Well, so far what's happened, Jolie, is that Stephen Spoonermore has walked back his bullet ballot concern and said, looks like actually maybe that didn't happen. He has started a newsletter over on Substack that you can find and subscribe to. Just plug his, you know, go to Substack.com and plug his name in. And he's been talking about election integrity and his concerns about the election, but he has not yet presented any evidence of any kind of fraud. I hooked him up with Greg Palast, who's one of the nation's great investigative reporters, and Greg looked into it and couldn't find anything. And Greg, of course, is concerned about, you know, purging of voting rolls. He's of the opinion that had Republicans not been authorized to purge voting rolls by the Supreme Court, that we would not be looking at President Trump. And Greg is finishing up another movie right now about the theft of Osage Indian oil back in the day. It's a follow-up to Leo DiCaprio's movie. And so he's working on that right now, but he also has been, you know, following up on these things. His movie, Ballot Bandits, has done really well, and it's circulating in Democratic circles. As of the moment, we have no smoking gun, to the best of my knowledge, other than the voting purges, which are, you know, everybody knows about. So, and Republicans are very proud of. So, sorry. If anything happens, I promise you, you will be the first to know. I will report it here. Jolie, thank you for the call, and happy holidays to you and your family. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey, I keep repeating it over and over again, but I think the Federal Reserve is the reason why Donald Trump is in office, is headed for office. Yes, I know the Supreme Court did their dirt also, and then you had the media did their dirt. But I have watched the stock market for years and years and years, and when the Dow is doing well, the incumbent president gets good approval ratings. And when it goes down, like it did when Donald Trump was president in 2020, the incumbent doesn't get a second term.
Correct.
And then I still say that there's you can find the website where it shows the Dow gains per president, and you'll see that somebody was manipulating the Dow so that it matched Donald Trump's failed presidency. And so when they gave Joe Biden the Dow that Donald Trump earned, Joe Biden and the Democrats did not get a second term. And I think that's the reason why those people who were walking in to cast their vote at the last minute, they're thinking, my 401k is dropping. My stocks that I own are dropping. This does not look good. And they felt bad, and they went in there and they voted for the clown.
I thought the market was pretty much up through October and November.
I think it's 5 days in a row just before the election.
They
started falling.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. And then the day after the election, it shot up 1,500 points.
Yeah, I remember that. So you think that was when Jerome Powell stopped his shenanigans?
I think that's when he did it for one day. And when you look at the at what happened when Biden, and since that 1,500 point jump, the TV talking heads are running around talking about the Trump effect. Mm. So they're saying that 1,500 points was because everybody was happy that Donald Trump became president. I don't recall anybody dancing in the street like they did when Biden won.
Yeah, or Obama.
After Trump won, but it's mainly Biden. As soon as we found out that Biden was going to be president that Saturday, they were playing the Party in the USA all over the country.
Sure.
It was even in Europe they were playing it.
Yeah,
everybody
no,
was just rejoicing.
I know. I remember.
Nobody did that.
And I remember
nobody did that when
when Obama was elected. The day after the election. After the election was called in 2008, November of 2008, on this program, I said, everybody in the United States, please don't call into the show, and we're just going to keep the lines open for international calls. And literally for an entire hour, and I hope we've got that show archived someplace because it was just amazing, for an entire hour, people from all over the world called into this program, and many of them in tears, you know, that a black man who had campaigned as a progressive had just been elected president of the United States. It was a big deal.
And so we get rejoicing when the Democratic president wins. Somehow, Donald Trump, who was running around claiming that his crowd sizes was an indication that he was going to win, well, Harris had far bigger crowds, and he won the debate. The Democratic Party put out numbers that we've never seen before. Biden saw record job growth, and so far to this day, every month, he's seen job gain.
Yep.
And somehow all the leading indicators that said the Democrats would win, it didn't work.
Well, it's because the majority of Americans believed we were in a recession when we went into the election.
Yeah.
This is the power of right-wing media, Larry. It really and truly is. Larry, thank you for the call. I always appreciate hearing from you. Thank you so much. It's 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Anything Goes Weekend here. I'm picking up your calls, and I'll be right back with you.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turn public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Lumen is the world's first handheld metabolic coach. It's a device that measures your metabolism through your breath. You just breathe into it. It's amazing. And on the app, which is connected to it, it lets you know if you're burning fat or carbs and gives you tailored guidance to improve your nutrition, your workouts, your sleep, and even your stress management. I was astonished when I first started using it. What a treat to know exactly how my body's metabolism is running. Lumen also gives you a personalized nutrition plan for that day based on the numbers that come out of Lumen. You can also breathe into it before and after workouts and meals, so you always know exactly what's going on in your body in real time. And Lumen will give you tips on how to keep on top of your health game. I've made changes in my eating habits based on its feedback. So stay on track with your health this holiday season. Go to lumen.me/Hartman, with two N's at the end, to get 15% off your Lumen. That's lumen.me/HARTMANN. For 15% off your purchase. Lumen also makes a great gift. And thank you, Lumen, for sponsoring this program. Lumen.me/Hartman gets you 15% off your Lumen. It's just great. Lumen.me/Hartman.
With tables full of joy and laughter, and every heart feels warm tonight, I'm dreaming of a bright Christmas. With dishes from around the globe.
It's 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Claire in Chicago. Hey, Claire, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I was calling to find out your thoughts on the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. According to Professor Lawrence Tribe and many other judges, they say that right now Trump is in violation of this amendment, and the only way that he cannot be sworn in with this intact, and the only way he can move forward as if 3/4 of the Senate and House reverse it. What are your thoughts about this? I mean, is this true? And if it is true, why is nobody enforcing it or talking about it?
It is true, and I completely agree, Claire. What happened was the Supreme Court, when three different states, Maine, Colorado, and some other state, all knocked Trump off the election rolls, off the ballots. The Supreme Court said you can't take him off the ballot. The 14th Amendment doesn't address elections, basically. What the 14th Amendment says is if you engage in insurrection against the United States, you can't serve in any military or elected capacity. And so Trump is not yet in violation, but he will be when he's sworn in my opinion, and in the opinion of a lot of authorities. And the 14th Amendment does say that you can solve that. You can let somebody serve. With this vote, I thought it was 2/3, maybe it's 3/4. I'd have to look up the 14th Amendment. I just don't think it's going to happen. I think everybody's going to ignore it. The Democrats are, you know, it would require the Democratic Party to raise hell about it, and they're not doing it, you know, which is disappointing to me.
Go ahead. Are they that cowardice and that much of a, you know, no spine that they would let a fascist like Trump take over when they have an ability to make him go away?
Apparently. Yeah. And that's in fact, I've been rolling around in my head that the op-ed that I should probably write for Monday is, where is the leadership of the Democratic Party? Where the hell are they? You know, make it like an open letter to the California governor, Gavin Newsom. You know, why don't you step up, sir, or somebody, anybody? You know, we need a loud voice coming, and voices, obviously, but at least somebody needs to take on a leadership role in the Democratic Party.
If you could just each day from now between the election encourage people to call their members of the House and Senate, and I've written 6 letters to the White House about this, and I'm really, really thinking if there's a remedy to stop him, do it. Do whatever it takes.
I agree. I completely agree. By the way, if you send a letter to the White House or to Congress, it takes 6 weeks to get there because they've got to run them through anthrax testing. So the best way is to call. The White House comment line is 202-456-1111. And you can call your members of Congress, both your House and Senate. It all goes through the same switchboard. The congressional switchboard is 202-224-3121. So once again, the White House comment line, 202-456-1111, and the congressional switchboard, 202-224-3121. And also, sometimes it's even more effective when you call the local offices, the in-state offices of your members of Congress and your senators, rather than calling their D.C. office, because that way they know that you are one of their constituents. So in Illinois, you know, you have Chicago-based offices for whoever is your member of the House. It's probably Jan Schakowsky, and for both of your senators. So go for it. Clara, thank you. I completely agree with you. David in El Paso, Texas. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I'm concerned about the possible deportation squads that may be coming up next year that we're going to encounter. And the reason for this, and I wanted your thoughts on that, is within the week after the election, I saw on the news, and unfortunately I can't recall the state or the city that this took place in, but apparently there were men who were inquiring with their local law enforcement about possibly joining Donald Trump's deportation squad.
Several of the armed militias, the white supremacist militias in America, have come right out and said that that's their goal.
Yeah, really. That's very concerning, because you're going to have overzealous people in these squads, perhaps racial profiling, and it's just going to be chaos. It's just going to be chaos.
Count on it.
Oh, exactly. And if there's pushback, here's my other concern. If there's pushback, which I expect it will be, would this be an excuse to declare martial law?
Yes. And Donald Trump really wants to declare martial law. I think the experience of President Yoon in South Korea might have chastened him a little bit. He hasn't been talking about declaring martial law ever since Yoon tried that and got slapped down. By the way, the South Korean parliament just held a vote a couple days ago, and the impeachment of Yoon, this was the second vote to impeach him, failed by 3 votes because his party is still substantial and his party has decided that they're going to support him for fear that, you know, the Democratic Party in South Korea would end up, you know, if they had a new election, would end up winning because Yoon has so badly sullied the reputation of the South Korean, the PPP party, which is, you know, their version of the Republicans. David, thank you for the call. I share your concerns. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. What's on your mind? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbarium Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarium is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly 3 times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, 3 times more effectively. I feel wonderful after taking Superbarium, and I always remember to take my 1 capsule a day because I keep it by my bed. Superbarium is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your and my health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbarium Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbarium.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. That's superbarium, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M. Superbarium.com, code TOM. Go to superbarium.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. Superbarium.com, code TOM.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A global consulting firm will pay nine figures to settle criminal charges linked to its role in the opioid debacle.
McKinsey & Company has agreed to a $650 million settlement over federal charges of conspiring with Purdue Pharma to misbrand OxyContin and other opioids, fueling the nation's addiction epidemic. Federal prosecutors in Massachusetts and Virginia say McKinsey knowingly worked to boost opioid sales from 2012 to 2018 and even destroyed documents to cover it up. The firm charged with conspiracy to defraud the U.S. had already paid over $500 million in a 2021 settlement with states over its opioid-related work. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Federal public health officials say overall respiratory illnesses, flu, COVID, RSV, are at moderate levels nationwide, but rising. On the Let's Talk with Cat podcast, Crystal Mangum, who in 2006 accused three Duke University lacrosse players of raping her, admitted publicly for the first time she made up the whole thing. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Drew Barrymore says she has been warned by her talk show guests not to be so touchy. The host often holds the hands of her guests and is very huggy and says she is working on not invading people's space and respecting boundaries. In a recent appearance on the show, Wicked star Cynthia Erivo said she didn't mind as she is very affectionate as well and gave permission to Touchy McGee to be affectionate during her appearance. Grabby Moore also held hands with Ariana Grande when she made an appearance on the show. I wonder if she would be as handsy with Seth Rogen. Doubtful. Third time is a charm for Anne Hathaway, who says Christopher Nolan saved her career. I had no idea it was ever in danger, but show folk do tend to exaggerate. The Oscar-winning actress says being cast in her third Christopher Nolan film let her know she was doing something right. Other Nolan films the actress has appeared in include The Dark Knight Rises, Interstellar, and Oppenheimer. Hathaway also appears in the new Nolan movie, which people know very little about, and that's the way Christopher Nolan likes it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Zombie fans will be excited to learn that the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later franchise is just around the corner. The film is called 28 Years Later and stars Aaron Taylor Johnson and Ralph Fiennes. Boyle returns to the director's chair for this film after executive producing the second installment of the franchise 28 weeks later. Ben Stiller can be downright rude, at least when he's playing Hal, the role he is playing again in Happy Gilmore 2 with Adam Sandler. In an interview with Yahoo News, Stiller said about his character, "He's just so mean and he just hates Happy so much. You don't have to worry about having any redeeming qualities or being likable," which is great. For whatever reason, the plot for Happy 2 is being kept completely under wraps. Shooting for the film has been completed and a tentative release date is set for July 2025 on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly cloudy sky for tonight, temperatures rising through the 20s. And more clouds for tomorrow, some rain and snow late, highs in the mid-30s. A rain and snow mix tomorrow night into early Sunday, then cloudy and a high in the low 40s for Sunday afternoon. It's 24 right now.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Aaron Sommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink? Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
I'm going to admit something that I normally would not admit. A lot of times I don't wear underwear.
We got to go to a break.
I don't have a cart, and I'm carrying this stuff.
Yeah.
I got my finger in the loop holding my pants up because they would literally go down. And twice people stopped me. Hey, John Mino, as I'm trying to hold my pants up. and hold my stuff in my arms.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
Courts are his toys.
The rules, it's cold outside.
He silences voice.
Democracy's just his right.
The middle class sings.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. David in San Francisco. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Oh, thanks, Tom. Yeah, I first of all want to thank you for running through that Barbara Honecker list of the people that Oliver North apparently had killed.
Oh, did that book report play during the break?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that wasn't something you did live today?
No, no. Our commercial stations do news and sports for 6 minutes at the top and bottom of every hour, and our non-commercial stations have to have some content, and so I read a book report. I was reading from Barbara Honegger's book, apparently, and we've got 150, 200 of them that I've done over the years that are in rotation. And in fact, the radio side and the television side get different book reports because they're done differently. But that's what it is.
Sure.
Yeah. So, and I don't hear those during the break, so I don't know what you're talking about. But I do remember reading Barbara Honegger's book. So.
Yeah, well, it runs through this long list of people who mysteriously died when Oliver North was being investigated and they were putting him up on trial.
Yep.
All of a sudden, some very important witnesses died,
yep,
including the CIA director, Bill
William Casey.
Casey.
Yep, yep, absolutely.
Yeah, and in fact, I think he succumbed the night before the testimony.
It was the morning of his testimony. And in the CIA office, where he was a CIA director, he had been he ran Reagan's campaign, and he was involved in cutting the deal with the Iranians to hold the hostages. And he had a seizure, and they shipped him off to Bethesda, to the Walter Reed, to the hospital. And this was, you know, just an hour before he was supposed to testify. And he had told his lawyer, Milton Gould, had said that he was going to fully testify and he was going to blow the lid on the whole deal. And they removed the part of his brain, the left temporal region of his brain, Broca's region, that controls speech. They effectively cut his tongue out. And then about 6 months later, he died from complications from the surgery. Or a few months later.
Yeah,
I don't recall how long.
Well, I call a lot of stations, and I was fortunate enough to catch Oliver North on one of them just, 6 months or more ago. And I asked him point blank, do you take personal responsibility for the crack epidemic in America? And boy, did they slam down the phone. And they said I was so rude for asking him a question like that.
Oh, my goodness, dude. How dare you?
Yeah. Yeah, and you remember the right-wingers have always been yammering about personal responsibility.
Yeah, yeah. I'm guessing he did not answer your question.
Oh, no, he didn't. He just kind of gave a little harumph.
Yeah.
But, the real reason I called, Trump is in a heck of a pickle right now. And the fact that you've done a lot of studying of, the progressives of the past or the, populists,
mm-hmm,
and their demand for gold. Well, Trump is in a hell of a fix because his people who demand gold are going to be competing against his ability to keep the American economy strong.
Not to mention the people who are demanding Bitcoin. I mean, this is the new kid on the block here.
Right.
Both a gold standard and a Bitcoin standard, or even, the U.S. calling Bitcoin a legitimate currency, could lead to a massive crash. I mean, gold would restrain the economy. That's why Nixon got us off the gold standard.
Right. Yeah, and it's all based upon somebody's view of whose value is worth more.
Exactly.
And I've been listening to these gold broker ads for years, and, you know, in the past, you know, people like Ron Paul, oh, America's about to crash, the economy's about to crash, buy gold, gold, gold. Well, now they've actually got one that says, well, the poor Russians and Iranians can't trade in U.S. dollars, so you better buy gold.
Yeah.
So they are in a hell of a fix, because they're going to have a civil war about whose value is whose.
Yeah. We used to have gold companies advertise on this show, and we stopped doing it because it became pretty clear to me that, you know, basically they were selling at retail and buying at wholesale, what they say we'll buy it back, and it was mostly coins rather than just bullion. And I've always been concerned about gold as an investment. There's a whole bunch of downsides to it and risks. But on the other hand, you know, I remember when gold was, you know, $200 an ounce, and it's now $2,300 an ounce, I think, or something like that. It's huge. But I still, you know, we will not take advertising from gold companies any longer.
Yeah, well, good for you. Just to wrap up, in 1968, I'm a baby boomer, so I remember 1968, when the minimum wage was $1.60, and an ounce of gold was $32.
Yep.
And it took you exactly 20 hours at minimum wage to buy an ounce of gold. So if we were to take today's ounce of gold, and I haven't looked at it, but it was closing in on, what, 3,600, or
oh, is
excuse
it that
me,
high?
2,600.
I don't know. I haven't looked in a long time, David. I'm sorry.
Well, basically what I'm leading up to is that if you were to divide the ounce of gold by 20, you would have what the proper minimum wage would be for the baby boom. And so divided by 20, last time I looked, it's over $130 an hour minimum wage.
Which probably reflects the increase in productivity since the 1960s. We've all seen that graph, you know, where productivity goes straight up and wages are straight flat. The other thing to keep in mind about Bitcoin, I mean, gold actually has an underlying value. It has industrial uses. It has jewelry uses. It is in limited supply. Bitcoin, the price of Bitcoin is determined exclusively by the marketplace, by what people are willing to pay for it. And that's why I keep saying Bitcoin is like the Dutch tulip bulbs. They didn't, you know, the intrinsic value was very, very small. I mean, at least there was some intrinsic value with the Dutch tulip bulbs, but after a couple of years, they would rot. So they would, you know, it was fleeting. But anyway, David.
Well, when you start looking at the idea that these tech giants want to buy the nuclear power plants, and the power plants are what is needed to create the Bitcoin, wasting electricity to create a fake currency.
I know, it's crazy.
It becomes a vested interest that they waste electricity in order to justify their
value. And now Don Jr. and Eric are going to have started a Bitcoin company. So, you know, a brand new grift coming out of the Trump family. Get ready. David, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Great to hear from you. Carol in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Hey, Carol, what's up?
Hello, Tom. It's been a long time. I've been really, really busy.
Oh, well, that's
and
good.
You have, too.
Busy is good. Time flies when you're having fun.
It's good to hear that Mark's going to come back for a visit. I was glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the first thing, I wondered if your viewers know that Bitcoin and cryptocurrency are the same thing.
Probably some don't. I mean, you know, Bitcoin is one kind of cryptocurrency.
But it's all electric. I mean, how do I say it?
Yeah, it's digital. It's a digital currency. Yeah. And I'm reluctant to call it a currency. It's a digital asset that, you know, can be bought and sold.
Using up a ton of needlessly of electricity.
Correct.
People need to know that.
And the other thing that's going to blow this apart is Google last week successfully tested a quantum computer. And a quantum computer can do computations literally millions of times faster, maybe billions of times faster than our current computers. And when the first quantum computer comes online, which will probably be in the next 3 or 4 years, you're going to see one of the first uses is going to be to generate Bitcoin, and it is going to collapse the Bitcoin market because, you know.
Yes.
Back to you, Carol.
I just wanted to say, too, I've read all about the cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, whatever, and the number one goal your viewers need to know is their number one goal is to get dollars. They want dollars.
Right.
That's their whole goal.
That's
so they're going to try and pull in with a Ponzi scheme, get you in, and they get your dollars, and they're out.
Yep.
So people need to know that.
Yeah.
That's the first reason I called. And then the second reason I wanted to call, because it's been, can you pick me up at the end of the break here?
No, but if you can say it real quick, I'll give you 15 seconds.
Okay. I want to say that this is your fundraising week. And if every single person, like I'm a member and I'm a monthly donator, if every single person called 3 or 4 people, which I have this week, and they're all members, monthly donor,
Thank you, Carol.
I'm out
of time.
Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
That was so considerate, Carol. We'll be right back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Weekend. Stick around. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
The Todd Alba Show.
We're going to meet each other out in beautiful Seattle. My youngest godson lives out there. He works for the Navy at the Bremerton Naval Shipyard.
This is like your trip to L.A. There's always a connection over here.
Well, sure, because there's no hotel costs. I crash on people's couches.
Right? You are as innovative as you are cheap. That's a beautiful thing. You're correct. Thrifty, my friend. Are you sure Todd's a former Republican? Yes. Yes, he is.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating him for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Turn the dial, tune in, and you'll find a voice of reason for the open mind. On Lefty Talk Radio, we speak the truth about the American dream for me and you. Lefty Talk Radio, where dreams are.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Ron in Hamilton Field, California. Hey, Ron, what's up?
I'm going back. I heard something earlier about contamination and individual bioaccumulation, and that takes me back to the early 90s when a friend of mine was the facility manager for Hamilton Air Force Base, Hamilton Army Airfield, north of San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And he toured me and a group of people. We looked at an area which nothing grew except a rose thistle, that dried-looking substance.
Mm-hmm.
And we reported on the contamination from the Air Force base, which was some of it was piled into the landfill, which was over an underground stream that fit right into the bay.
Mm.
At any rate, our campaign from that point was to get the site cleaned up before 600 homes and I think 1,200 homes were planned.
Right.
And we went through all sorts of procedures. But from that, I learned about the substance of bioaccumulation from the dioxins that, 2,4-D and 2,4-5-T.
Yeah, this is what happened at Love Canal.
Yeah, and that situation came me to become very aware and looked at food product under our project, Global Garden Projects, for students at that time. And now when I'm hearing the president put out, Trump put out a word saying that we're gonna take the poisons out of food, and that campaigning. And I fully well know that the food companies argue that they have to put certain ingredients in. When you look at organic food, and now the government allows low levels of substances to go into it because at a low level it's not harmful, but without talking about the bioaccumulation in the fatty tissues and eventually triggering in buildup to diseases, including cancers. So I'm curious is why don't we get on that somewhere and really talk about why, in one hand, we'll feed you, and on the other hand, we'll take care of you once we've contaminated you to the point of illness.
I'm with you, Ron, and I think it's important to remember that when Trump was president before, the Environmental Protection Agency and I believe the U.S. Department of Agriculture wanted to ban one of the most toxic pesticides out there. And forgive me for not remembering the name of it, but
glyphosate? Was that glyphosate or
no? No, not glyphosate. This was something far worse. This was something that is a severe neurotoxin that poisons farm workers in particular, but also through bioaccumulation, what you're talking about, poisons all of us. And they had actually banned it. It's been banned in Europe for a decade. And Trump unbanned it because he got a big donation from the industry that makes it. So get ready. More of that is coming. Ron, thanks for the call. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's on your mind today? Alfredo? Going once? Going twice? Okay, Susie in Vaughan, Washington. Alfredo's usually pretty good about that. Hey, Susie, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to tag along with that woman about calling earlier. I did that personally before Thanksgiving, and I must have called 15 people in one day and have been calling others since.
Hang on just a second. You're talking about calling your elected
Democrats.
Representatives?
Okay. Yes.
About what?
And what I did, Okay. I called them, and first thing I did is I said, thank you for everything you've done for us. Thank you for what you're going to do for us in the future. But where did everybody go? I feel as though the lights were turned off, the drapes were pulled, the doors were locked, and the rest of us are just hanging here going, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
You know, I just, we're going to be losing all of our stuff, us old folks, in the next 4 to 6 months if things go our way. And I will personally step up and be the Democratic representative of the whole country if they want, but somebody's got to get fired up. I ask OAC. I call Dick Durbin. Adam Schiff, my own governor, Newsom, the whole
thing. Where is the Democratic leadership? I am with you, Susan.
Yes.
I am completely with you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for saying it. Good on you. Jeff in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hey, happy Friday, Tom. Perfect timing to your question about where is the Democratic Party leadership. You know, and as America is about to enter, in your words, a long period of darkness, it makes me think of the Washington Post motto that darkness dies, or that democracy dies in darkness. But I think a more apt aphorism for these times, and to your point, is that democracy dies in silence, the kind of silence that the Post demonstrated by failing to endorse Kamala Harris for president, and the kind of silence coming from the top of the Democratic Party right now. So please write a Hartman report on that. And for the next 4 years, Tom, it's be on all of us to keep speaking up and speaking out anywhere and everywhere to keep fascism from settling in. In my opinion, you know, silence is complicity and silence is approval. So long live the Tom Hartman program. And finally, Tom, I want to refer everyone to Michael Moore's Substack page today, since healthcare is the topic of the week, obviously. He has a manifesto against the for-profit health insurance companies, and he's offering his film Sicko for free. And just one factoid from his piece today, he says, we have 1.4 million people employed to deny healthcare in this country, and there's only 1 million doctors in the entire country. So that tells you pretty much all you need to know.
Yeah, it really does. And Sicko was a great movie. I remember when that came out, and it created a minor furor, and gave a lot of energy to the Medicare for All movement. But then we just kind of moved along, and it's you've got this. What's so ironic now is this guy Witte, who is now the chairman of the company that owns United Healthcare. And he's going on TV and whatnot, talking about how we're going to become compassionate, and you're right, the healthcare system isn't the greatest, and we're going to listen carefully. The guy is British. Britain has a national healthcare system. There's no big insurance companies administering British healthcare. He knows. It's incredible. Jeff, thank you for the call. It's always nice to hear from you. And thank you for being with us today. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Coy, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carna Verdi, Martha Salinas, and Mateo Robertson, all the great people who work on this program. And thank you to you for being with us. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation. In the Fox Valley, WISS.
From the Lake Shore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Popular weight loss drugs and other factors appear to be bending the curve on obesity in the U.S.
U.S. obesity rates are down for the first time in over a decade, dipping from 46% in 2022 to 45.6% last year. Researchers who conducted the study in JAMA Health Forum credit factors like increased physical activity post-COVID and the rise of weight loss medications, including GLP-1 receptor antagonists like Ozempic. The South, where these drugs were prescribed the most, saw meaningful declines, but experts point out this region also experienced high COVID-19 mortality rates among those with obesity. Dave Packer, ABC News.
We're getting rumblings that Luigi Mangione, accused assassin of the United Healthcare chief exec, may drop his fight against extradition from Altoona, Pennsylvania to New York City. Texas is suing a New York physician for prescribing the so-called abortion pill to a woman near Dallas in violation of Texas law. This is ABC News.